Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. We got a little something to cheer about yesterday.
Handoff, steamrolling, Damian Harris, touchdown, Patriots.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Jonathan, are you there too?
I'm here. It's a glorious Monday, right?
Jonathan Marshall on the line, reporter for WMUR, and here in Studio 2, WBUR's Chris Siderick. We're going to talk about sports. The Pats got their first win of the year, beating the Steelers 17-14 yesterday. They're now 1-1 in the season. But I want to note, somehow winning this one felt more important than those numbers suggested. And Jonathan, I'm not entirely sure it felt like a win.
Hey, a win is a win, right?
That's right. You tell her.
You only get so few games in the NFL season, right? It's not like baseball or the NBA, so you have to get these wins, right, when you get the opportunity to. And the good teams beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And New England should have beaten this Pittsburgh Steelers squad.
Yeah, and you're not the only one that feels that way either, Tiziana. I don't know if you saw right after the game, Bill Belichick ran over and hugged Mac Jones with about as much enthusiasm as I've seen him shown in 20 years. So it clearly mattered to the team, too, and to Coach Belichick.
And, Jonathan, why did it seem like such an important win this week? It's the second game of the season. I understand shorter season, but there were a couple of other things at stake, too, that you guys sneak previewed for us last Monday.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think what stood out to me in this game was I think we're getting a sneak peek at how this team is going to have to win, and it's going to be ugly. It was rough early on offensively, but I think that final drive sort of showed the identity. You know, this team has been searching for an identity offensively, and I think that final drive, giving it to Damian Harris, getting those tough yards to run down the clock to close out the W, that's how this team is going to win. They don't have the playmakers to make these flashy plays. Nelson Aguilar had an amazing catch to end the second quarter, but I wouldn't expect that throughout the year. And so I think what we're seeing with this team running the ball, playing tough defense, really focusing on the fundamentals and not making mistakes, this is going to have to be the Patriots' way this season.
So I want to point out, you did specifically say last Monday, Jonathan, identity. Is this going to be a passing team? Is this going to be a rushing team? So it sounds like you're saying it's going to be a rushing team.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
There aren't enough playmakers, I think, as Chris can attest to. I mean, just watching this game yesterday, everything just seemed so difficult early on, like getting these drives, getting these plays together. Just nothing came easy for this team when it came to the passing game. With Mac Jones, we're still trying to see, is he going to make that leap? I don't know if this is the year that we'll see that fully. I don't know if he'll be even given that chance to right now, just how the offense is set up and the coordinator situation. And so I think the identity is tough defense and tough running and just rounding it out.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And you know, one of the kind of common football sayings is it's hard to run when they know you're going to run, right? It's the mark of a good team. If you can effectively run the ball when they know you're trying to run the ball and run down the clock. And that's exactly what the Patriots did to close that game out. So I think that was probably the most encouraging thing coming out of that game. But man, it was ugly. And I think kind of a mixed bag for Mac Jones himself personally. He had some decent throws, some moments that he did shine. But there were a couple points where he did almost throw the game away, basically.
Second and 9, Jones throwing on the move, and he throws it right to the Steelers, but they can't come away with it. Sutton, that was a gift.
So, I mean, that's a missed interception there by the Steelers. That would have been an absolute backbreaker. There are moments in Mac Jones's decision-making that I think were pretty questionable, which is a little bit scary, and I'd love to hear you kind of pick this up, John, because I think when you have a guy like Mac Jones, you know what he is. He's not a pure athlete. He's not going to beat you by being faster or, you know, doesn't have the strongest arm in the league. You need his decision-making to be on point, and I'm not sure we saw the best out of him on that front yesterday.
Yeah, still some question marks with Mac in year two. Obviously, the team hasn't helped him out, given the structure of how the system is and the playmakers or the lack thereof around him. And as you mentioned, without the athleticism, without that extra special it factor that we see from a few elite quarterbacks in this league, he has to be that much better when it comes to the little things, being precise with his passing and making those smart decisions. And also another thing, especially with a young quarterback, you know, you got to imagine, you know, you're feeling pressure. You're feeling like I have to make the big play. I have to make something happen. That could cause him to press even more when he feels like, look, my back's against the wall. I don't have that much help as far as weapons in the offensive game. I have to make something happen. So that has to be a thing going on, especially for a young quarterback, feeling like I have to press. I have to make something happen, which can lead to those type of decisions.
So, you know, this is a fascinating, I think, thing, I think, for people who are not deep into football, too, because you've got this one person on the field who is young and new, lots of pressure of sort of new star potential, put in a very difficult situation.
I was just saying, following the greatest to ever do it.
Right, right. Fair enough. Following the greatest and a beloved member of the community here, even now that he's not in the community here and you've got to perform. I do want to point out, Chris, two teams on the field. And I don't want to be the Patriots hater, and I'm not being a Patriots hater, but did we win or did they lose?
Okay, so I mean, a win is a win, like, right? They won the game, and you have to be happy with that because, as John said, football is a short season. Every win counts, you know, way more than any other sport. But really, you know, Bill Belichick talked after week one that everything kind of came down to one or two plays breaking their way. And that's exactly how this game went down, too, except this time those breaks went the Patriots' way. Right before the Damian Harris touchdown you played at the top, there was this moment when the Patriots were punting the ball away to the Steelers.
Jake Bailey is punting it. Olszewski, the return man, wobbler, and he loses it. Olszewski coughs it up at the 20-yard line. The Patriots jump on it.
Huge turnover there. That allowed the Patriots to go in. It was 10-6. They score the touchdown late in the third quarter and really kind of controlled the game from there on out. So that, a huge moment. They just got lucky. The ball doinks Olszewski right
Doink.
In the helmet.
Yeah. That's always one of my favorite sports words,
I knew you'd
by the
like
way.
That.
Doink. I know I do. Jonathan, I'm going to turn back to you now. So very different scenario coming up next week. Team's home opener. What are we looking for?
Well, if you've never heard of a quarterback by the name of Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens, you're going to get well acquainted with him next week. And this will be a
test. I feel like you're telling me I should be afraid.
I feel like you should be afraid. I mean, Baltimore's coming off a crazy game yesterday, putting up 38 points. They lost to Miami, which put up 42 points. So you don't want to get into a shootout with a team like the Ravens. I don't think New England is equipped to match that point production. So once again, their identity. Making it ugly, running the ball, playing tough defense. They're going to have to stick to that because if it gets out of hand, it can get ugly real quick.
Totally agree. Huge test for the defense next week.
And last word to you, Chris Sitterick.
Well, that's what I want to see. This team needs to rely on their defense to get it done. Let's see if they can get it done against a high-powered offense, unlike the Steelers. The Steelers stink, I hate to tell you. So we didn't really learn anything on that front this week.
All right, so that is WMUR sports reporter Jonathan Marshall on the line, WBUR's Chris Sitterick just there in Studio 2. Thank you to both of you.
Always a blast. Thanks for having me.